Death was familiar with the concept of the eternal, ever-renewed hero, the champion with a thousand faces. He'd refrained from commenting. He met heroes frequently, generally surrounded by, and this was important, the dead bodies of very nearly all their enemies, and saying, "What the hell just happened?" Whether there was some arrangement that allowed them to come back again afterwards was not something he would be drawn on. But he pondered whether, if this creature did exist, it was somehow balanced by the eternal coward, the hero with a thousand retreating backs, perhaps. Many cultures had a legend of an undying hero who would one day rise again, so perhaps the balance of nature called for one who wouldn't. Whatever the ultimate truth of the matter, the fact now was that death did not have the slightest idea of when Rincewind was going to die. This was very vexing to a creature who prided himself on his punctuality. Death glided across the velvet emptiness of his study until he reached the model of the Discworld, if indeed it was a model. Eyeless Sockets looked down. "Show," he said. The precious metals and stones faded. Death saw ocean currents, deserts, forests, drifting cloudscapes like albino buffalo herds. "Show." The eye of observation curved and dived into the living map, and a reddish splash grew in an expanse of turbulent sea. Ancient mountain ranges slipped past, deserts of rock and sand glided away. "Show." Death watched the sleeping figure of Rincewind. Occasionally, its legs would jerk. "Hmm." Death felt something crawling up the back of his robe, pause for a minute on his shoulder and leap. A small rodent skeleton in a black robe landed in the middle of the image and started flailing madly at it with his tiny sides, squeaking excitedly. Death picked up the Death of Rats by his cowl and held him up for inspection. "No, we don't do it that way." The Death of Rats struggled madly. "Squeak?" "Because it's against the rules," said Death. "Nature must take its course." He glanced down at the image again, as if a thought had struck him, and lowered the Death of Rats to the floor. Then he went to the wall and pulled a cord. Far away, a bell tolled. After a while, an elderly man entered carrying a tray.
"Sorry about that, Master. I was cleaning the bath."
"I beg your pardon, Albert?"
"I mean, that's why I was late with your tea, sir,"
said Albert.
"That is of no consequence. Tell me, what do you know of this place?"
Death's finger tapped the red continent. His manservant looked closely.
"Oh, there," he said. "Terror Incognita, we called it when I was alive, Master. Never went there myself. It's the currents, you know. Many a poor sailor man has washed up on them fatal shores rather than get carried right over the rim, and regretted it, I expect. Dry as a statue's very dry, Master, or so they say. And hotter than a demon's jockstra, very hot too. But you must have been there yourself."
"Oh, yes. But you know how it is when you're there on business, and there's hardly any time to see the country."
Death pointed to the great spiral of clouds that turned slowly around the continent, like jackals warily circling a dying lion, which looked done for, but which might yet be capable of one last bite.
"Very strange," he said. "A permanent anticyclone. And inside a huge, calm land that never sees a storm and never has a drop of rain."
"Good place for a holiday, then."
"Come with me."
The two of them, trailed by the Death of Rats, walked into Death's huge library. There were clouds here, up near the ceiling. Death held out a hand.
"I want," he said, "a book about the dangerous creatures of Forex."
Albert looked up and dived for cover, receiving only mild bruising because he had the foresight to curl into a ball. After a while, Death, his voice a little muffled, said,
"Albert, I would be so grateful if you could give me a hand here."
Albert scrambled up and pulled at some of the huge volumes, finally dislodging enough of them to allow his master to clamber free.
"Hum."
Death picked up a book at random and read the cover. Dangerous mammals, reptiles, amphibians, birds, fish, jellyfish, insects, spiders, crustaceans, grasses, trees, mosses, and lichens of the Terror Incognita, he read. His gaze moved down the spine. Volume 29C, he added. Oh, part 3, I see. He glanced up at the listening shelves. Possibly it would be simpler if I asked for a list of the harmless creatures of the aforesaid continent. They waited.